Welcome back. Well, as COVID infections start to resurge in parts of Europe, it is clear a global approach to vaccination is imperative. Here to discuss new drone technology to deliver vaccines to hard-to-reach places across Africa is Daniel Morfo, Senior Vice President of Africa Zipline and Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kimlani. Daniel, how crucial is it to get this technology rolled out and in place right now as a public health approach, given we're seeing this rise in cases in places like Austria, where they are rolling out a very controversial lockdown for the unvaxxed?
Thank you very much. I think that with COVID, the most important thing is equitable access to vaccines. And if you take a spotlight on Africa and other hard-to-reach places, ensuring that everyone has access to the vaccines irrespective of where they live, it's going to be very paramount to ensuring that we can overcome this pandemic. So to be able to have the ability to be able to use a drone to deliver COVID vaccines to the hardest to reach places across the continent and beyond is truly a blessing to be able to do this. I believe that if as many people are as vaccinated, then we would have a real chance of returning to a normal life.
Daniel, I know that what you're doing really is a collaborative effort, and it's very important that governments within Africa assist you in your efforts to try to get these vaccines to these hard-to-reach places. How has that been going, and what have some of those challenges been for you?
So we've been working primarily with the government of Ghana to be able to get COVID vaccines to the hard-to-reach places across the country. Since vaccines became available, Zipline has delivered approximately 10% of every vaccine jab that has been put into someone within Ghana. And for us, that's been an incredible collaborative effort between us, between the government of Ghana. I would say some of the challenges are, this had never been done, flying or moving vaccines using a drone. And so it was basically new frontier. And so we had to do a lot of research. We had to work with partners like Pfizer to be able to really bring confidence in the entire system and truly enable us to be able to get vaccines to the hardest to reach people.
Daniel, Anjali here. I know that you have already worked with some of the U.S. companies, as well as have already really established yourself both in Ghana and in Rwanda. That's where Zipline really started. And so you basically had a leg up in this situation when it came to how to get vaccine doses to hard-to-reach places in Africa. I know there's also plans for Nigeria. Where else are you looking? Because it seems like the continent is particularly impacted by inequitable access to vaccines.
You're very right. Within Ghana itself, we are expanding our reach. We currently have 4 hubs, and we are expanding it to 8 within the next couple of months. As you rightly said, we are looking to start operations early of next year in Nigeria. But then we are really targeting other key markets across Africa. We are hoping that come next year, we should be in another couple of key markets across the continent. We are still in active discussions, so I'm unable to disclose, but I'm very confident that next year we'll see Zipline in a few more countries across Africa.
So talk to me about the scalability, because it seems like this is still something that's time intensive to build up and build out in these markets. So while you did have certain pockets that you were able to provide these doses to, it's kind of a limited partnership with Pfizer right now because you still have to build out.
So for instance, as you rightly said, it takes time for the way that we deploy our solution to really come in. And it takes time because we are building a solution that is actually fully integrated into the healthcare system. So what we do are not pilots. They're fully operational. They're commercial. And so it's basically setting up infrastructure that is deeply integrated into the healthcare. So that takes a bit of time. However, what we have been doing is we've been doing this faster since we started in Rwanda. Our first distribution center set up in Rwanda took us over a year to actually even be able to bring up the first one. Today in Ghana, we're able to bring up a distribution center once we have all commitments in just a few months. And that is the trajectory that we are on. Our ideal state is in a matter of weeks in the future, when someone requests for our services, we are able to fully deploy them. And we are working on many levels to ensure that that actually does happen as well.
And we need to throw everything we can at this to stay ahead of the pandemic. Daniel Morfo, Senior Vice President of Africa Zipline, thank you so much. And Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kimlani, thank you to you both.